1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Producing more of its kind. I want to encourage you this morning concerning Jesus and his completed work. Because in his completed work, he told disciples in the Great Commission to go and make new disciples. I need you to make more of your kind. And when you preach God's word, it draws people that they would look just like the one who declared it. And so, you have heard me say, I had to witness to 5 people a week for a course when I was attending seminary. And that wasn't easy. It may sound easy, but the intent of this witnessing was to get all of us class out of our comfort zone. To seek out those who may not have a personal relationship with the Lord. How many times, Antioch, have we forgotten?
Yes, sir.
Or have we gotten out of our comfort zone?
Yes, sir.
To do what we have been commissioned to do. How many times have you knocked on someone's door, a neighbor? How many times have you bypassed a friend?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How many times have you invited somebody to church? Because we've all been commissioned. It is not just relegated to the pastor. It's relegated to the church. And if I'm reminded, if we are the church, we have all been commissioned to do the work within the church. And witnessing for Christ isn't easy, because you will not know how some will respond to you. But what I have discovered is how God has chosen and equipped us to live a life to glorify him and to give a testimony concerning who he is within our lives. I think that sometimes we forget as people, we forget that our life is in Christ, in Christ,
yes, sir.
In Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that was initiated by God, because he knew who you were and he knew your relationship with him.
Yes, sir.
So God declared you in his son. We didn't seek the Lord. The Lord sought us. When you give your life to Christ, God lets you know what your place and your purpose in life is. And this leads me to the fact that until you understand your calling, you won't start being obedient with your spiritual gifts. You missed it.
Yes, Lord.
There are many that do not know what any of their spiritual gifts are. There are some who don't even think that they have spiritual gifts. And they are spiritual gifts. When you're saved, God gives you spiritual gifts. And the way you discover your spiritual gift is by doing things as you serve in different ministries, in and out of the church. You will begin to see where you fit in and where you don't. Now the question is, what are we doing for the Lord? I go to church every Sunday. So does the enemy. Right. He walks in every Sunday too. Yeah. But what is your ministry? What are you doing for the Lord? What works are you doing for the Lord? But I'm on the deacon board. What are you doing? Right. Hello. Right. I serve in the choir. Are you singing? Or are you sitting? What ministries have the Lord so graciously given you in the church and outside of the church that you can use and you can share to the world what God has done for you? For your testimony is your walk, and your testimony is the way you talk, and your testimony is a lifestyle that you live, that the world will know what kind of person you are by the way you look and the things you say. Because when they see you coming, they will know that you are a baptized, born-again believer. And all of that funny talk that they used to have before you got saved, they don't talk like that anymore around you, because you are different. You have been baptized in the Lord, and that makes you special. Yes. My brothers and sisters, start using what God has given you. Hey, Lord, I hear your word. The gospel is the saving power of Yahweh Elonai Elohim, Jehovah God. The gospel is the saving power of God. Salvation is not only initiated by God, but it is carried through his power. To say that the gospel is power is to acknowledge the dunamis, explosive power or quality of the message. And when the power of the message is radiating, that should be a response to what God is saying. For God's word explodes and it penetrates the atmosphere. God's word resonates the dunamis power of his word. The paraclete then touches the life of his people, transforming their life, and they won't ever be the same. That's the power of the preached word. Because God's word is actively at work, reaching out and reaching the hearts of people. The gospel is not a lifeless message, but an exciting encounter for everyone who responds to it in faith. And the gospel is God at work. For he is and he lives and breathes through the declaration, through the dissertation, through the oration of his word, of his redemptive love for us. To really hear the gospel is to experience the presence of God. The late evangelist D.L. Moody, I attended his seminary in Dallas. It was a branch out of Chicago. He commented that the gospel is like a lion. All the preacher has to do is open the door of the cage and get out of the way. Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." Everyone that believeth. To the Jews first, and also to the Greeks. This gospel was sent to the Jews first. This does not mean favoritism, but it means first in time. God does not have favorites. He is not favoring the Jews over the Gentiles. It simply means that the gospel was to be carried to the Jews first. They have been the channel through which God sent his word and his prophets and even his son into the world. But the Jews were to be reached first. That was God's order. And God ain't gonna change his ways for no man. And then, after the Jews, the gospel is to be carried to the Greeks, and that is all nationalities of the world. Now you know why Abraham is the father of many nations. And now you know how in your faith it is now afforded and accredited for righteousness. Because the way we are, we would never be right in the eyes of God. But thank God for his word, his son, and salvation that came into a world of disbelievers, a world that are still challenging the authenticity of his word, a world that is still challenging who Yahweh is, a world that is still challenging the preaching of the gospel. And that's why the Apostle Paul said there will come a time, Bruce, when they would rather hear other stuff rather than the sound doctrinal teaching. Because I want to feel good about what I'm hearing. But the Lord says, I've already put everything that you need right where you want it. The question is, will you receive it? He who have an ear, let him. Every one of us have two ears. So if you miss it with one ear, you certainly ought to catch it with the other. Paul said, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. God has made everything possible. Not something, but everything possible by our faith. Because we are justified, are made right by faith. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin left a crimson stain. But he, Jesus, the Lamb of God. He, Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He, Jesus, the Son of the living God. He, Jesus, Mary's baby. He, Jesus, hung between two things. Hey, Lord. He, Jesus, who suffered and died. He, Jesus, said, Father, forgive them. He, Jesus, said, into my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not for Jesus, where would we be today? It was Jesus who came so that each and every one of us would have a right to the tree of life. And now we are called to give a testimony about who he is. For he is worthy of all praise. He is worthy of all honor. And he is worthy of all glory. The doors of the church are open.
For tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
YT and KQJO FM. We're five cities strong all day long. Lead it.